It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. A federal judge has rejected a settlement of the lawsuit that had accused the NYPD of spying on Muslim Americans. In a ruling signed Friday and made public yesterday, Judge Charles Haight found the settlement doesn't provide enough oversight of the NYPD. Joining me now to discuss the decision is Faiza Patel, co-director of the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, but we're hoping you can help us better understand this. Back in January, the de Blasio administration had moved to settle these two lawsuits that had accused NYPD of violating the rights of Muslims since 9/11, and the deal was reached after months of negotiations with the plaintiff's lawyer. So can you tell us exactly first what the city had agreed to in the settlement?
Sure. So this is a long-running case, and the case is a class action, which means that any settlement of the case is not just between the parties, but actually has to be approved by the court. And the settlement itself did about three things. One is that it included certain constraints, some time limits on how long the NYPD could conduct certain kinds of investigations. Second, it made clear that in conducting its investigations, the NYPD had to be respectful of the First Amendment as well as non-discriminatory. And third, it established an oversight mechanism, and that's where Judge Haight actually wanted substantial improvements from the parties.
Isn't the judge saying, Faiza, that there are not clear checks and balances in place, that there is not enough oversight?
Yes, that's exactly right. The NYPD Inspector General recently came out with a report on this program which said, well, the NYPD had been pretty good in substantiating when it started investigations, but it actually hadn't kept that same level of rigor in place as it went through investigations. So for over 50% of the cases, for example, investigations weren't reauthorized. And the authorization of informants in particular was done on a very pro forma basis. And Judge Haight then relied on that report and said, okay, you know, the settlement doesn't have enough about this ongoing aspect of the NYPD's investigations, and that's where I think it needs to be improved.
This litigation dates all the way back to 1971. Can you explain the so-called Hanshew guidelines, the rules governing investigation of political activity by the NYPD?
Yes, exactly. So Hanshew, which is what this case is named after, is actually a lady called Barbara Hanshew, who's a lawyer, a social activist. She brought this case as the lead plaintiff along with others because the NYPD was spying on and infiltrating a variety of activist organizations. And that lawsuit was settled. All the parties agreed that the NYPD would make these changes to its rules on investigations of political activities, and they're called the Hanshew guidelines. After 9/11, the NYPD went back into the court and said, "Court, we think these guidelines are too restrictive. We need you to loosen them up." There were two main changes made. One was that the NYPD was allowed to go into First Amendment protected spaces, such as protests or religious spaces. The second big change was that previously there was an oversight mechanism in place which reviewed NYPD investigations of political activity, and that was essentially done away with in all but name. Fast forward to 2011, when these stories start coming out from the Associated Press about how the NYPD was targeting Muslim communities, not based on suspicion, but on a sort of broad surveillance program. This leads to an additional litigation being filed in New York and to the Hanshew attorneys going back to the court and saying, hey, it looks to us like the NYPD is violating its rules. So then these two cases get combined, and that's where we get the settlement that we're talking about today.
So what happens next in this case?
The parties have to go back to the negotiating table. And obviously, from the plaintiff's perspective, having these additional safeguards in the Hanshew guidelines would be a great thing. So I think the ball is very much in the NYPD's court to see whether or not it is willing to accept the court's suggestions and actually have a stronger oversight regime.
Faiza Patel is co-director of the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice. Faiza, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.